Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to the YCLA Magazine Radio Show. I am your host, Katrina Dalway, and thank you for joining us on the You Can't Live Again Radio Show, Blog Talk Radio. And as always, we're so excited to speak with you each week and provide you with expert advice on living again, overcoming obstacles, staying focused, being positive, being real. Last week we had a great actress on, and she talked about how she kind of, you know, got off track, you know, with everything that goes on in Hollywood and all the things that are available and made available to you. She was real about it. And so, and that's how we help one another, is being honest and true about moving forward. And we love to hear from you. And we're really excited and delighted to have our guests on today. They have done some really, really incredible things, and through determination, you know, when you're in any particular industry, you know that you have to be focused and goal-oriented. And so we have some really great guests on that's going to talk to you about, you know, what they did to make it to where they are. We have, of course, a wonderful young lady, Hallie Jordan. I just got a chance to speak with her here, and she's going to be talking about what she's doing now. Then we're going to be bringing on Faith Pacazzi, who's also an actress and model. But right now we're going to talk to Hallie. And
hi.
Hallie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, listen, I love your bio, girl, because it's kind of like my personality. They're describing you, Miss Hallie, as a relentless redhead with a free spirit and a determined will. If they didn't describe me, I don't know who they did. Oh, my goodness. So here we have a relentless redhead named Hallie.
Thank you.
And she is no stranger to theater and film. They call her the quirky girl next door with a quick wit and a stunning smile, and she's comparable, if you will, to Julia Roberts. And so she's also an accomplished actress and producer and founder of Small Red Star Productions, and has produced several television pilots, okay? Pilots now. Independent films and comedy sketches that have featured her on Funny or Die, with multiple new movies set to be released in 2015, and a huge motion picture role to be announced next. And we can't wait to hear that one. So, Hallie, thank you so much for joining us on today. I just wanted our audience to know who you are, honey bun.
Yay!
And so you're doing a lot. You are so welcome, and thank you so much. We're going to have a good time, because I already know how you think, Missy. So you tell me, Hallie. You've done a lot, girl. You've done a lot. So I guess my first question is going to ask you, and I'll let you take it away from there. And I see Faith is coming. Faith, we'll join you in just a minute. Thank you so much for joining us on today as well, Faith. But Hallie, you have done so much in such a short period of time, girl. What got you started in this in the first place?
Well, I've been performing and doing theater my entire life, and within, like, the first year of living in L.A., I actually got shelved by the first agent that signed me, and they were a pretty big agent, and I took it really hard, but I wasn't going to let that, I mean, I've been doing this my entire life, there was no way I was going to let a person tell me I couldn't do it, so I decided to start my own production company, Red Star Productions, named after my mom's last name. And I kind of got my start making work for myself.
Hallie, you said something so powerful earlier. You said that you basically got snowballed. You got on the back burner. You got pushed back.
Yes.
Literally, you got pushed back. And
I did.
You are so right. When stuff like that happens, especially when your heart is in what you do, you're crushed. And some people would turn away, Hallie, but you became fierce.
What
was the light bulb, Hallie, that made you become relentless where you started your own company?
Well, and nobody wants to take a 22 female seriously. So I had to learn very quickly how to kind of put a wall up and not let anybody tell me I could or do it. One, because of age, two, because of my sex. So I started pushing and interviewing people. I actually would talk to anyone and everyone who would just talk to me about working in the industry. And some people were positive and some people weren't. But I realized that if I really wanted this, I couldn't take no for an answer. And I had to keep pushing and keep doing it. So that's what I continued every day.
Wow. So you put up a wall and you said, talk to the hand because the ear is not hearing you. The face ain't hearing you, basically. Do you know how hard that is for people to do? You basically told the industry, I'm putting up my hand to you, honey. You get away from me with that. Yeah. Talk to the hand because the face ain't hearing you. You know, Hallie, that's huge.
It comes from every direction. Still, you just kind of have to learn how to block some things out and how to not, you know. You have to still be open to some people while keeping that guard up and really choose who you want to work with and who your friends are and who to trust versus those who want to use you or who really want something out of you that isn't conducive to your career. So it's something I really learned quickly working in Hollywood. However, I think that can apply to any other passion that anybody has, because no matter what, when you start a passion, especially if you're a woman, people are going to look down on you. I have a lot of male superiors who don't like it when I tell them I'm a producer and who try to talk
wow.
down to me from it. And it used to happen, and I choose not to work with those people. It goes in one ear and right out the other.
But, you know, that's great, because you know what? It's literally like you're keeping positivity around you. You're even keeping that part positive karma. I believe in that. I believe in shutting down any negative, because it doesn't help amp you to the next level, you know? And to me,
yeah.
that is essential to your growth. But when you have people that are trying to weigh you down with the negativity, because like you said, if they talk down to you, something else is coming around the corner, is basically what you just told me. You are protecting
right.
your business from something else that's coming around the corner, because this sign here, this negative sign here that just presented itself to you, is going to bring something else.
That right. Well, thank you. I hope so. I'm trying. You know, it's still hard. Kind of like if you're playing a video game and each level that you play is a harder level and you have to beat the next level before you can get to the next level. It's kind of like that.
I
that's
hear
what's
you.
Kind of like getting raising up in this industry.
Yeah, and that's so powerful. And, you know, I have to commend you for hanging in there. I have to really commend you for staying in and keeping your nose to the grind, because I believe in that, because I believe in being relentless no matter what no one says. Me, when I discovered the power that we have in our creator, you know, and how much we can mm-hmm. just pull from that, you know, from believing and knowing that He wants what's best for us, you know, it's an empowerment. And if we could just tap
right.
into that belief system, which is in us, there's mm-hmm. nothing we can't accomplish. And you're certainly an example of that. And like you said, once you plateau at one level, it's time to go to the next. And so you have to learn to conquer that next. And I believe that it just
yeah.
keeps going and going and going until the end of time, you know. It's
always
going to be
something.
Yeah.
But, you know, the successes, though, get greater, you know. The harder the challenge, the greater the success.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yep.
and
that's
huge. So, you know, yeah, it is. And it's worth it. You know, I've grown so much this last couple of years through doing this. And I've really found who I am because I was relentless about it. I didn't pack up and go home. I didn't say no. You know, I just kept going. I didn't give myself another option. I don't have another option.
And that's what I hope, you know, with our listening audience that they get from you, is that you didn't give up on you. You didn't give up on your passion, and you can star in your own films, you know, and not have to worry about, you know, who says what. And that's a powerful, powerful thing. If you had anything, you know, to say to our listening audience, what would it be, Hallie, in reference to, well, you know, I'm just going to let you say what you want to say to our listening audience.
I want to say, don't give up. You know, things are going to look bad, and they're going to continue to look bad until you decide that they're not going to. But nobody else can change it for you. You have to be completely the one in control of the way you want your life to be. And nobody else has any say, whether it be, if it's negative, nobody else has any say in that. So it's really up to you to make your dreams and make your passions happen, because if you can't make it happen for yourself, nobody else can make it happen for you. You know, there's going to be no at every corner, but you have to create the yes. Whether it's in acting or in any other industry you want to work in, it's going to be difficult. But you're the one who has to persevere through it, and you will. If you keep going, you will. There's always a different door to go through. There's always a different way to get the result that you want. If it's not this one person, there's another one. And just keep trying.
And you're so young to have figured that out so early. Gosh, Imani, this is awesome. Okay, so that being said, Hallie, what can I be nosy and ask you? You got a huge motion picture. What is it? What's your role?
Oh,
can we find out? Or we have to wait?
Not allowed to say. I actually am not allowed to announce all the details on it quite yet, but I can say we are filming in London, and I'm really excited about it, and at the end of the summer, and you can actually find out more about it on my website, and I'll be tweeting a bit and putting it all over my Facebook fan page, so you will find it, but I'm not allowed to announce it yet. So it's big. There's really cool, amazing people in it. I'm not allowed to say what it is.
I'm so happy for you. That's exciting, you know, and that's to just go the steps that you created. You brought you see how you're bringing things to you through your belief system, you know, and
I'm really excited.
Yeah, you know, this is awesome. Listen, I hope to have you on before. Now, will it be released this year? Will the movie be released this year or no?
The movie will be filming this year. The movie is filming
It'll
in a couple of months.
Okay.
It's an ensemble cast, so I am one of the named known characters. So you will see me.
Yay!
You'll see me next recognizable actors. And
you're recognizable
too,
honey.
I've got a project. Oh, thank you. And I actually have a project that will be released this year called Mystical Inside. It's a made-for-internet series. And that'll have some cool people that you recognize as well. And that is in pre-production right now as well. And that's shooting here in Los Angeles. And it's about popular culture and effects on teenagers and how people misinterpret it. It has to do with beauty pageants. It's a comedy. It also has another level of social commentary. So you'll enjoy that. So check me out on Instagram, Hallie Loves It, on my Facebook page, Hallie Jordan, Instagram, Hallie J Loves It, you know. And I'll have updates. You can watch my series probably by the end of the summer.
Well, this is awesome. Hallie, thank you so much for joining us on today and just enlightening us on your story, which so many can really relate to, and then the fact that, you know, you're doing so many wonderful things through your belief system, and we can't wait for you to join us again on the YCLA Magazine radio show. So thank you so much, and we look forward to you coming back again and being a part of the YCLA Magazine radio show. And so with that being said, we look forward to you coming back, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. And so there you have it.
Thank you,
Hallie. We have had a wonderful opportunity to speak with Hallie. And, what a great, great young lady. She's really got her head on and head on right and doing some really wonderful, wonderful things. And
And so without further ado, we're going to leave you with that, with Hallie Jordan. Don't forget to look her up, check her out, see the great things that she's doing. Until then, I love you, and don't forget, God loves you too. Bye-bye.